5 years on from the release of her debut EP, Fanny is hitting new heights with her second album, Real Class Act, which has debuted at number one on the ARIA Country Album Chart and 23 on the ARIA All Genre Chart. She recently took out the Australian Independent Records Association's Country Album of the Year. This month, Fanny has been nominated for an ARIA under Best Country Album, as said before. Her album was crowdfunded and released under Red Dirt Road Records, an independent label that she and her husband Dan set up. She has also just given birth to her first child. Her latest single from last year's Real Class Act, Real Men Don't Cry, War on Pride, now has a film clip to accompany it with a strong message. Fanny Lumsden, thank you for joining us and congratulations on your tour and ARIA nomination.
Fanny.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. How many times have you been nominated for an ARIA now?
This is the second time. Equally as thrilling the second time.
Of course, I'm sure you never get used to it or never get bored of it for that matter.
Oh, God, no. So absolutely did not expect it, and there's so many great records out this year, so no, we really really had kind of been like, okay, that was the first time, that's good, we did that once, so the second time around, it's been amazing. Yeah, we're really thrilled, and the fact that, you know, released it ourselves and it was crowdfunded and all that kind of stuff, like we've had no label kind of backing and we're the only independent one up there, is, you know, something I'm really proud of as well.
It's incredible. We wish you many more. So this track has a powerful message behind it. You posted a video to Facebook last night where you were chatting to men with the message, it's okay to cry.
Well, that's how I grew up, you know. Big boys don't cry for a start.
Yeah.
And then it got to, of course, men don't cry now. And
like, you've got to be able to do this, you've got to be able to do this. You shouldn't really cry. It would be tough.
What could you talk about with your mates?
No, that was a no. That was a sign of weakness.
Very powerful stuff there. Yeah. So why do you think this is such an important topic to delve into?
I just think it's something which, you know, has been glossed over, and, you know, it has come to light at certain times, but, you know, to really kind of dig into it is hard, and often it's like kind of a difficult conversation to have with especially men. And, you know, it's just coming at this time where, you know, we are kind of valuing our mental health a lot more, you know, in the kind of public sphere, and there's a lot more conversation about it. And I grew up in the country, like, you know, out in the bush, and it's like kind of this expectation where you have to, like, man up, and you have to just, there's all this language that's around it. And it's like they're not given permission to show weakness or vulnerability, and, you know, there's so much strength in doing that, and I think the messaging is kind of mixed up from the start, and you kind of grow up being like, oh, I've just got to swallow it and keep going until it's too much sometimes. And, you know, we lose people and we didn't even know they were struggling. So, so I just think that it's a conversation that we need to have a little bit more.
You must be drawing a lot of I imagine that your upbringing, the kind of, I assume you're talking about the she'll be right attitude, has affected you a lot. Have you drawn a lot of inspiration from the recent droughts and the kind of impact that you've seen that has had on country people?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I completely, you know, feel for them. Like, we grew up, like where I grew up, we went through the millennial drought where we had drought for 10 years. And so I definitely know exactly what they're going through. And, like, you know, I watched my parents go through exactly the same thing as I was growing up, and our neighbours and our friends. And this time around, I think there is a lot more conversation about, you know, how people are feeling and that they should reach out. And you know, yeah, the people have had a really tough time of it, and it is the time to kind of ask for help and say, hey, I am not going so well right now.
Well, they're lucky.
And
to
that's fine. You know, well, that's okay.
They're lucky to have an advocate like you on their side. Hey, so I can see that you're under Our Hills Hoist, which is an awesome name, by the way. That's the name of Fanny's tour. I can see, I've got a list in front of me of all the spots that you're going to. It's a huge tour. You're covering heaps of Australia. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, we actually kicked it off last week, which was great. We played under some closed signs, and it is, yeah, it's a really great tour where we go out to people's backyards, mostly. Just like, you know, or sheds or paddocks or, you know, lounge rooms or whatever.
Somewhere homely.
And, yeah, they're really homely, and they're really that kind of intimate setup. It's just really great to have these kind of conversations that we're having about song and different things like that in. And they're also really fun. We just have a really fun time. And so, yeah, we're Jeff announced a bunch more today, which is really great.
Amazing. And
yes, including a Sydney show, which will be really good.
Amazing. We can't wait to have you here. Now, how many of your other mates, the artists that you know, are actually touring with a newborn baby and a husband?
Actually, you would be surprised. Right now in country music, especially kind of the country scene, there's actually been a boom, like a baby boom. And
something in the water?
There's been something in the water. And there's actually a bunch of my friends. We're all really close and we're all doing it right now, and which has been really good because it's, you know, something that we can all relate to, and we can all ask each other questions and be like, oh my God, how did you manage this? Or who's got info on this kind of thing?
Oh, good on you. And that's the thing, right? If you're a group and you all relate, you're able to support each other too, which is just as important as you say, for men. As
absolutely.
Well as mothers. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.